past. If God can do that, he can use you. Don't tell me he can't. If God can use these kinds of circumstances and take what seems like an unlikely source and an unlikely place for great things to happen, don't ever think that he can't do the same in your life. He absolutely can. Go to verse 2. Let's look together at verse 2 and 4, or 2 through 4. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, "Behold, men have come here tonight from the children of Israel to search out the country." So the king of Jericho sent to Rahab, saying, "Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out all the country." Then the woman took the two men and hid them. So she said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from." Now, there's all kinds of situational things that we might have a discussion about in relationship to Rahab, but I just want you to recognize that she fulfills the purpose of God in securing these spies. But I want you to also note that the text illustrates that the king knew where to look. I think sometimes we have this concept of maybe the king just kinds of forms of, we kind of have an Old West posse look here, and they're all jumping on their horses with their saddles and everything, and off they go looking for these spies, right? But he knew where to look. The king's not guessing. He's not just drawing at straws here. The king knew for however or whatever, I don't know. The narrative doesn't really tell me exactly how it is the king drew this conclusion. But he knew exactly where to look. And to me, that is a greater threat to Rahab than we recognize sometimes. Because this isn't a random thing. This isn't a knock on the door. Are they here? A knock on the next door. Are they here? A knock on the next door. Are they here? He sends specifically to Rahab's house. They've been seen there. What can you tell us about the men who have come here? So he recognizes the great danger that that brings. She had to reject the direct command of the king. Think about the brevity of that. Based on her faith in a God that she hasn't really experienced yet, based in the testimony of a people who've just been camping outside for quite a while, based on some history that we'll have revealed to us in a little while concerning the things about that God and about those people, Rahab has already made a conclusion in her mind that the danger the king presents is far less than the danger of rejecting God would present. Sometimes we run into folks that have had every advantage. I consider everyone in America in that boat, by the way. Bibles are anybody can have a Bible in America. Anybody. They're given away freely by just about every organization under the sun. I don't know. You know, somebody said one time, why do we always stamp the church's name inside our pew Bibles? Wouldn't we want somebody to take it? If they needed one so bad they wanted to take it, wouldn't we want them just to keep it and not have to bring it back to us? Yeah, there's some sense, actually. We have access beyond belief. Everyone, sometimes we talk about, well, what if people didn't know this or didn't? Here's all I know. There's no excuse in America. Everybody's got access. Everybody's got opportunity to have a copy of this book if they so choose. Everybody has an opportunity to learn what God has in store for them. We have the greatest advantages and the greatest blessings that should be leading us directly to God, and yet we don't get there. And here's Rahab. Here's Rahab who knows just small snippets of who Jehovah is. Here's Rahab who's getting a very small picture of what the greatness of Jehovah is, and she's already a person of faith. And there are folks in America and all around our communities who have every opportunity to know all there is to know about God's will and purposes and his message, and they daily reject and daily reject. She has to stare the king's men in the face and say, they're not, they were here, but I don't know where they went. Knowing the consequences that might bring, knowing the challenges that might bring to her. Her belief in Jehovah convinces her that to not honor him would leave her hopeless. She's convinced that this is coming. God's in control. The devastation that's on the horizon for Jericho is unavoidable. And she's already made a conviction of faith that says, I'll trust God in this matter over the king. And she's determined to do so. Even so much that she goes the extra mile to hide the spies and then send the pursuers on a false hunt. She is so convinced of the power of God. She is so convinced that this is the right decision that she's willing to put her life on the line for a God that she's just learning about. Go to verse 9. So she sent the men of Jericho off on this pursuit. And she has then a conversation between her and the spies as she comes up to the roof where they were in verse 8. And says to the man, I know that the Lord has given you the land. Don't you love positive statements like that? I love when the Bible reminds me that God is a positive statement guy. We relish sometimes, we get overwhelmed sometimes in thinking about all the things that we're not. We think about all the things that I'm not or what I'm not supposed to be or what I'm not allowed to be. And we get so overwhelmed with all of that that we forget that we honor and serve the most positive God, the only true God that there ever is. And so what I love about our language is not I hope, not it could be, not it might be. Boy, I'm sure hoping it will be. She says, I know that the Lord has given you the land. Wait a minute, I thought they're still outside. I thought that they're still out here in a camp somewhere. The walls are still standing. The Israelites haven't overcome Jericho yet. But in her mind, it is done. She has more faith than when they were back there in the wilderness when the 12 spies were sent in and God made the same statement to them. He said, I want you to go spy out the land which I give you. In the mind of God, it was done. And they chose to come back and say, we can't, we can't, we can't. They couldn't. God could. And that was the part they had forgotten. And what I appreciate about it is that they should have been people of faith. They were the ones that literally